All right, come on, music, cue on up. Welcome into the Why. Yeah. All right, little Usher this morning. Yeah. Because it's Friday. Yeah. Welcome in, Rukama. And welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Face, and we are here doing our daily practice to meditate and get centered and grounded and come from a place of gratitude. And that is what we are about to do. So welcome in. Welcome in. We'll get started by doing a reading from our Louise Hay Wisdom cards. We've been mixing it up this week, but we'll go on with Louise this morning. I was talking about her yesterday. I think almost every day I say something about Louise Hay in terms of meditations, affirmations, and the power of our mind and thoughts to help us heal our bodies. I was talking about that yesterday, and it's a beautiful thing to have tools. So welcome in, and we have in our group this morning, we have Rukama and AJ and Yummy and Chris and possibly Susan Delane and Stephanie, Monica, and Gina. That's who is with us this morning in our group, and we will likely have a few more people to join us, but we will get started. The card for the week is Thrive, Take All You Have Inside and Stretch. And it shows a picture of a beautiful tree from the bottom up looking at the roots. And I don't know if you saw that gorgeous moon last night. It is a full moon. So be sure to take a moment to get out in it if you can, to just be with it. All right. So we're going to pull our card. Rukama says, I can't believe I had a client and forgot about our celebration. Well, we'll be here. How long are you going to be with your client? We'll be here. Probably from about 3 to, I'm going to say 9, because I'm going to start probably getting sleepy around that time. So I'll probably say about 9. You're welcome to come on by if you can. You know you got to show up, Rukama. You got to show up. All right, let's pull this card. Oh! And here we go. I speak and think positively. I listen to what I say. If I hear myself using negative or limiting words, I change them. I speak and think positively. I listen to what I say. If I hear myself using negative or limiting words, I change them. And that is, hang on, that is really powerful. When we can self do our own autocorrect, that's some good stuff. When you can hear yourself saying stuff that you know is not the most beneficial, to autocorrect yourself. And to put a spin on it, just like they mentioned earlier, instead of saying I don't have enough, I have plenty. We have plenty. There's enough for everyone. There's enough for everyone around the world to do anything. We just have to remember to focus on that, the enoughness of it all. Okay, so we're going to get ready to meditate. And the way this begins is with that tone. You'll have this tone. I will guide you in and out of the meditation. Just get comfortable. If you are in the bed, just stay flat on your back or make sure you're flat on your back. And make sure that if you're seated, get that booty all the way up in the chair, into the crease of the chair if you can. Get your back upright but not uptight. And just say, yeah! Because we want to go into meditation light and with laughter, not with this stress and strain. We have enough stress and strain that we put on ourselves. We don't want meditation to be another stress and strain. So we just want to take it easy and light. We will use our voices. We've been using our voices lately, so I will guide you. Just listen for my guidance. We'll breathe in, and then on the exhale, we will use our voice and our tone. Welcome in Yvette and her playing, singing dog, and Yvette's music is our theme music, and I'm so grateful that she has gifted that to us, so I don't have to worry about copyright infringement. So thank you. And it's an example of Yvette is a voice artist, and she gets what she gets. I get what I get as a voice artist. We share information and we share our skills, gifts, talents, and abilities. And that's what it's about. So let's get on in here and thrive and think and speak positively. I speak and think positively. I listen to what I say. If I hear myself using negative or limiting words, I change them. I mean, and just think about it. If you have ever been around children, or if you have children and you encourage children, you don't tell them things like, you know, when they're trying to walk, go sit back down. Why are you trying to walk? Can you imagine telling a toddler that's trying to walk, go sit your butt down? No, get up and move, get up and walk. So just think about it as if you were talking to a child that you're encouraging, and just pretend that you're that child and use those same loving, kind words on yourself. Let's do this thing. Let's get this meditation started. So let's begin. We begin by taking three deep breaths from the bottom of our belly. We're just going to breathe in all the way from the bottom of our belly, hold at the top, and release with a loud sigh. Breathe in. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in and out. And just allow your body to take that in. We take those deep breaths to take any stale air out of our lungs and to release that out so we can have clear, clean air floating through our bodies. Just continue breathing at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. And allow your eyes to lower or close so we can lessen any external distractions, and just continue to breathe in and out. And I'll just say a few affirmations before we move into our space of silence. We'll do a little bit of voice work with our sound vibration. So feel free to listen to the words and to repeat them, or just allow them to wash over you. I am connected to all there is. I allow my connection to the divine to lead and guide my path. The vision for my life is exciting. I am ready to go. My words are loving and kind, and I speak them with consciousness. I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. My heart is open. It is safe to open my heart and allow love to come in. I trust myself to make the best decisions for me at all times. I am confident in the decisions and choices I make. I am creating amazing life experiences. I am safe, and all is well in my world. I believe that everything happens at just the right time. And I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. And on the next breath, we'll breathe in and we'll release with the tone Ham, H-A-M, which is the tone for the fourth energy center right in your throat. The fourth energy center is called the fourth chakra or chakra. So we'll breathe in and release Ham as long as your breath will allow you to say the word. Breathe in. Again, breathe in. And one last time, breathe in. Now simply breathe and allow the vibration that you've just shared inside your body to just be with you as you breathe and move into our slice of silence, where we sit and we just give thanks for this day, for the experiences of this day that we are consciously creating, knowing that we can handle anything that comes our way. And I'll return shortly. Simply breathe and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I speak and think positively. I speak and think positively. I speak and think positively. Continue breathing with your eyes closed. And we'll end this meditation with another sound, the sound of Om. We'll breathe in and say Om. Breathe in. Om. Continue with your eyes closed. Notice where your hands are. And now bring your hands together and just rub them together to create some energy. And now let's place our hands, our right hand on our right ear, our left hand on our left ear to send some energy in so we can hear and be tuned in. Take a deep breath in and out. Open your eyes. Relax your hands and take a look around and see what you see with these new eyes in this new experience. We've spent some sacred self-care time, and I am grateful for you and your practice and your presence. And remember, if we can get out today and just spend some time in Mother Nature, I know it's hot in Atlanta, but just a little time outside to just look up at the sky and the clouds and take it all in. To breathe and to give thanks for this day and every moment that we have, knowing that every moment is precious and sacred. So we'll be here tomorrow, live and in person. Probably I'm going to look at the time and see when the sun is going to start to set, and we'll do our meditation just before then because we'll have the group over, and I'm excited to have our local people in the area and on the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember to stop and breathe and savor life. Be well.